Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
You know, I was just looking over it one more time. Thanks again for coming back for another podcast here at JoeBucksFan.com. Justin Pawlowski here as we take a final look at the actual draft for the Buccaneers, and we'll start looking towards the future with the Bucs, which is what you want to do with the draft. But right before I started this podcast, I started looking at these players' names again. And, you know, I understand we don't know how these players are going to pan out. But, you know, if you're asking me to grade the Bucs draft immediately following it, not based on how I think these players are going to pan out, because nobody knows, as I said yesterday. Nobody knows if Josh Freeman is the guy, is a Hall of Famer. Nobody knows if Roy Miller comes in and clogs the middle or comes in out of shape like Dre Moore did. You know, he looked good at the rookie minicamp, but who knows? Or Kyle Moore comes in and he's just not fast enough off the edge. The guy ran a 4.940. So, I mean, immediate reaction, looking at this draft for the Bucs, first, third, fourth, fifth, and 2/7, trade up to get Josh Freeman. The best I could give him is a C. The best I could give him is a C. I don't see the Bucs getting really good value anywhere. Josh Freeman probably was a second-round pick, a high second-round pick. I think that's where you could have gotten him. And when people talk about, well, you know, and I do respect the Bucs for getting their guy. They wanted him, they got him. And you don't know, it does take two to tango. But when there were so many teams willing to trade up late in the first round there, and we saw all those trades being made, and a team like the Green Bay Packers trade back into round one, you know, you can acquire some more picks, a team that's rebuilding. But you do run the risk of not getting your guy. I just don't know if the value was there for Freeman. But we don't know. I mean, once again, this is immediate reaction. You know, who knows? Maybe 4 or 5 years from now, people are talking as Josh Freeman, maybe the number one overall pick in the draft. He should have been. Instead of Matthew Stafford or Mark Sanchez. The odds are against him, but there are still odds there. Roy Miller, he was slated to be a third-round pick. He was a third-round pick. Not much value there. Kyle Moore was really slated to be a fourth-round pick. That's what he is. If a team maybe that runs a 3-4 defense wanted to give him a shot, maybe a late third. But in essence, he's a fourth-round pick. Xavier Fulton, same thing. He's a fifth-round pick. Coming into the draft, I knew he was going to be there in the fifth round. He was a fifth round selection. He has fifth round talent. And then seventh round picks, people are getting so excited about EJ Biggers and Sammy Strotter. Great, that's fine. But how many seventh round picks do you see making an impact on teams? Everyone points to Tom Brady as a late round pick that did something. He was a sixth round pick. Who's a seventh-round pick? Marcus Colston for the New Orleans Saints? Okay. Think about it. Over the years, the thousands of seventh-round picks that have been made, I can only name one, Marcus Colston. I might be wrong. There might be others, but I couldn't believe that people were going on and on about Sammy Strotter. Great. He still was there in the seventh round. That means that every team passed on him at least six times. Every single team. and however many wide receivers went in front of him. Could he turn into something? Sure. Anything could happen. Josh Freeman could be a Hall of Famer. But I don't know or understand all the excitement over seventh round picks. Let's go through these guys one by one real quick. Josh Freeman, you know my thoughts on him. You know, I just didn't visualize him as a mid first round pick. The Bucks wanted him. The Bucks got him. Okay. Now you got your guy, 6'5", 250 pounds, strong arm. Can you turn him into an NFL quarterback? Jeff Jagodzinski's had success with young quarterbacks. Went to Green Bay, helped Aaron Rodgers progress into the quarterback that he was. Also, he helped resurrect Brett Favre's career. You know, so Jeff Jagodzinski's done a good job. He also helped Matt Ryan turn into the quarterback he was at Boston College. So he's had some success with young quarterbacks. This is going to be a project. This is going to be a challenge. One thing I do like with Josh Freeman is he's 21 years old. 3 years from now, projects usually are, what, 23 years? Or, I'm sorry, 3 years? 2 to 3 years? That's what everyone's been saying about Josh Freeman. It's going to take him 2 to 3 years to get on the field. Well, what does that put him at? 24, 25 years old? Some rookies are coming out that are 24. Gaines Adams, when he was drafted, he was 24 years old. So that's a positive to me because he's going to mature a lot in the next 3 years physically. I mean, he's already big, but he's going to become more solid. And he's going to mature mentally as well. Big time. I'm 27 years old, just went through it. And the difference between me now and at 21 years old, astronomical. Astronomical. So that is a plus. And I'll tell you what, with all the criticism that has been out there for Josh Freeman, I will say this. I'm excited to see if this kid turns into anything. I think Buccaneer fans should be excited for that. You know, finally, it's not just going to be the same old go out there and be an average team. It's going to be the Bucs going out there and having a future and seeing if Josh Freeman can turn into that guy. Roy Miller, Kyle Moore, you know my thoughts on them as well. Defensive lineman coming in. Roy Miller fits Jim Bates' defense. It's going to take up multiple gaps. Just what we talked about before the draft, that's exactly what the Bucs went out and got. And Kyle Moore coming off the edge. Don't know if he has the speed to come off the edge. I don't know. But playing at USC, you know he's going to be ready to step in and play right away. Xavier Fulton, he'll be a backup offensive tackle. We'll see if he can transition to the NFL. And if he can continue to progress, will he push Donald Penn after this season? Donald Penn only signed a one-year deal, and then seventh-round picks. We can get all excited about him. E.J. Bigger's coming in, defensive back. The Bucs need a defensive back, and Sammy Strotter coming in at wide receiver. The Bucs need a wide receiver as well. So who knows? Maybe both seventh-round picks make the team, which usually doesn't happen in the NFL. All right, there you go. A little breakdown for you of the Buccaneers draft. Continue to come back here, though. These guys have done such an excellent job here. So continue to come back, check out the site, continue to refresh it. There's always new stuff. I love it right here at joebucksfan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal.